الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we discussed to some extent last week, we have entered into that period of the Islamic calendar from the 1st of Shawwal, a period which is referred to as Ayyamul Hajj, the 5th and fundamental pillar of Islam. And as we mentioned, there are certain peculiarities, certain specialities, certain distinctive traits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for this unique ibadat. Whilst it is not conceivable or even possible or even tenable that every one of us every year will go for Hajj, but 5 times every day when we stand on the musalla, we are facing the Qibla, we are facing Ka'batullah, and that verse of the Quran is made a living reality for us, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bibakkata mubaraka wa hudan lil-alamin. That verily the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wudhi'a lin-nas, Allah ta'ala says, we placed it on this earth for the entire humanity. Every Muslim, in fact every human being on the surface of this earth, there is a link that is created with Ka'batullah, wudhi'a lin-nas, for the entire humanity. Lalladhi bibakkata, even though it is situated in Makkah Mukarrama, Allah Ta'ala says, Mubarakan, it is barakah, it is blessings for the whole world. Wa hudan lil-alamin, and primarily it is a source of hidayat and guidance, lil alameen, for every alam. So there are certain asbaq, lessons, haqaiq, realities that are attached to this amal, that each year it is important for us to revisit, to remind ourselves. That is, if you look at the 5 pillars of Islam, the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salah, fasting, zakat, and the 5th pillar of Islam, Hajj, we'll find that there is no surah in the Quran. There is no surah to salah, no surah to sawm, no surah to zakah. Allah Ta'ala has not named any surah after any of the other pillars of Islam. But when it comes to Hajj, there is an entire surah of the Quran, Suratul Hajj. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran makes salah farz upon us, and if you look at the mode and expression of Quran, aqimus salah, establish salah, inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta, salah has become farz. When it comes to zakat, atu zakah, خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرْهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Zakat is farz. When it comes to fasting, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Fasting is farz. But when it comes to Hajj, the entire mode an expression of Quran changes. Even if you don't understand the Arabic language, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا آتُ الزَّكَاةِ خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ But Hajj, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ The entire mode and expression of Quran changes. In the other pillars of Islam, Allah does not bring His name. But when it comes to Hajj, Walillah, Allah brings His name, Walillah. What is this Walillah? There are multitudes of lessons, multitudes of benefits that can be derived just from this one expression, Walillah. Primarily, put it in layman's terms, this amal is unique. Someone is proceeding for Hajj, you ask him, by where are you going? He says, I'm going for Hajj. Technically, that response is incorrect. What is the correct response? Walillah. I am going to meet my Allah. Hajj is mazhara of ishq. Hajj is mazhara of total and complete devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even your 5 times daily salah. What does Allah say? خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ masjid. When you walk in the masjid, walk with decorum. Adopt zina, adopt the correct attire. As you are approaching the musalla, we are told don't run. Walk cordially, walk with respect, walk with dignity. This is the requirement for salah in your masjid. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ masjid. But when it comes to Hajj, this entire instruction or episode of decorum is put one side. The first thing, what does the Haji do? He strips himself of the clothes of dunya. He has to put on the ihram. What is he actually doing? There is a underlying significance behind this. That to find my Allah and to meet my Allah, I am divesting myself of every worldly consideration. I am giving up everything of the dunya, even my clothes. What does this remind us of? It reminds us of the mayyit. It reminds us of a janaza. Because that is the first requirement. When you prepare the janazah, the clothes of dunya, the wealth of dunya, everything of dunya is given up. So when you go for Hajj, from inside, from the heart, divest yourself of every worldly consideration. One incident comes to mind. One year during Hajj, the ulama had gathered, the ushaq, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then this question was raised up, what is the reality of ishq? What does it mean to have true love for Allah? What does it mean for your heart to be solely devoted to Allah? These were not people like you and I, these were the true ushaq, the true lovers of Allah. They understood the significance of this. At that time, in that majlis or gathering was Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah. He was young at that time, not well known. So various ulama gave their different opinions as to what is the true display of love and ishq for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He kept silent. Eventually they noticed that this one youngster was not speaking. So they addressed him, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا يَا عِرَاقِي. He was from Iraq. Then what do you have to say about this, O Iraqi youngster? It's mentioned in the kitabs, Fatra Qasa'atan, he paused. ثُمَّ دَمَعَتْ عَيْنَاهُ Then his eyes brimmed over with tears. And then he said, Abdun ذاهبٌ عن نفسه متصلٌ بذكر ربه قائمٌ بأداء حقوقه ناظرٌ إليه بقلبه أحرق قلبه أنوار هيبته وصفى شربه من كأس وده وانكشف له الجبار من أستار غيبه فإن تكلم فبالله وإن نطق فعن الله وإن تحرك فبأمر الله وإن سكن فمع الله فهو بالله ولله ومع الله. Unfortunately, when it comes to these type of expressions, I've mentioned many times before, English, we can translate. But the reality of this, those who are sahibul lisan, every one of that gathering, when they heard these heart-rending words, not a single eye was dry. Tears were pouring down. Literal translation, abdun. What is ishq? What is the true mazhara of the one who wants to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abdun dhahibun an nafsihi. It is that person who has first become completely oblivious of himself. The haji is not even worried about his appearance. He has put on the ihram. He has put on the cloth of his kafan. He has given up the dunya. That 2 rakat salah that is read, what we call sunnatul ihram, what is that? That is in fact to remind you of your janazah salah. You will be the mayyit in front, others will be reading at that time. That 2 rakat salah is a reminder to you now for what? Mutu qabla antamutu. Mutu qabla antamutu. Die in this pursuit of Allah's love before the actual time of your death. In that ihram, you are required to stay away from halal things. There are prohibitions of ihram. A reminder that you are a traveler in this world. Your entire life is one journey of ihram. Stay away from that which Allah has made haram. As the hajis move from the miqat in huge numbers, what does this remind us of? This reminds us of the day, يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجَدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ نُصُبِ يُفِضُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. The day when humanity will rise up from the graves. That is why Arafah is a reminder of Mahshar. Is a reminder of that scene when humanity will be running helter-skelter in the true court of Allah. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. When the earth will be stretched out. Allah could have chosen a garden. Allah could have chosen a beautiful landscape. Allah could have chosen a place which is lush with greenery, with beauty, with attraction. Yet Allah chose Arafah, a place which is a desert, where there is no plant, no vegetation, nothing to draw your attention away from anything and anyone but Allah. That is why when someone asked Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, he said, Inni uridul hajj. Inni uridul hajj. I intend performing hajj. What was the response of this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, Shammir izaraka fit talab. Shammir izaraka fit talab. Tie your lungi, literal translation, tie your lungi in the search of Allah's love, to find your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shammir izaraka fit talab. Wanzur ila aina tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab. And consider and realize where you are going. Where are you going? You are going to that land when Allah commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to call humanity for Hajj. What does Allah say in the Quran? وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. أَذِّن, literal translation, make azan, announce, proclaim. فِي النَّاسِ, call the whole world. Technically what it should have been. Who is called for Hajj? Al-mu'mineen al-aghniya, the wealthy Muslims, those who can afford it, who have iman. But when Quran speaks about it, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, Allah does not say مؤمنين الأغنياء, believing, wealthy, healthy Muslims. No. Allah says, call the whole world. Such is Allah's love. Such is Allah's desire that the whole world should accept Islam and come for Hajj. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, those who understand Arabic, technically this is not correct. Finnas, the word fi is used for what? Like you have this glass. You have a container, you fill it. You pour water into the container. Adhin finnas. In this verse, humanity is being made a container. And Allah is saying, give azan in humanity. Fill this container of humanity with the azan and proclamation of Hajj. Technically, it doesn't make sense. It shouldn't have been finnas. What is the explanation for this? Ulama say, adhin finnas. In other words, don't just invite humanity. Don't just call them for Hajj. Call them for Hajj in such a manner that from head to toe, they are filled with the azmat of Baytullah. They are filled with the azmat and the greatness of that majestic place. That is why in that same verse, يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ظَامِرِي يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ, Allah says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the whole world will come to Makkah. The whole world will come for Hajj. From where? فِي أَنْحَاءِ الْعَالَمِ, from the whole world. No, what does Quran say? مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ, from low ground, from deep and distant ravines. فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ means something that is right down. You have to dig to go down. So what is the analogy? That the whole world will come from low ground to high ground. This journey for Hajj is a journey of ascension. This is a journey of azmat. This is a journey with the greatness of Allah, of Ka'batullah in the heart. This is a journey, the whole world is fajj, is amik, is low ground, is distant. Ka'batullah is awwal. Ka'batullah is arfa. Ka'batullah is azka. Ka'batullah is the highest. So this journey for Hajj is a journey of azmat from low ground to high ground. Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded, give the azan, call humanity for Hajj. He climbs, comes in the riwayat, fasa'ada jabal Abi Qubays. He climbs onto the mountain of Abu Qubays. Those who have visited, Allah take us over and over again. The same, when you're standing in the haram, the side where the king's palace is located, that mountain is Abu Qubays. Ibrahim alayhi salam ascends that mountain. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah qad amarakum bi hajj hadha al-bayt liyuthibakum bihi al-jannah wa yujirakum min adhab an-nar. O humanity, Allah is commanding you of Hajj of Ka'batullah. Why? Hajj requires expenditure, hardship, difficulty, untold calamities you will face. Your entire system will go up and down. Normally through Hajj, some people, their whole lives they save for one Hajj journey. Year in, year out, the expectation building up. So this is not something simple. Allah has commanded you with it. Why? Allah doesn't need your difficulty. Allah doesn't need your hardship. Allah is not benefited by any of these things. Why has Allah commanded you to make this momentous journey to His house? لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ, because through this amal, Allah wants to give you Jannat. And Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. مَنْ حَجَّ لِلَّهِ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجْعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who makes Hajj for Allah's sake, in that Hajj, he guards his tongue. He guards his hands and his feet from haram. What happens? رَجَعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ He returns like a newborn baby. Like the day he was born, jannati, totally, completely sinless. Ibrahim alayhi salam issues this announcement. Understand. Picture in your mind's eye where this announcement is taking place. Not Kaabatullah today, of today, Kaabatullah 4,000 years ago. Barren land, mountains, desert. Few people from the Jurhum tribe had settled. Otherwise, there is no one there. One person, not with a satellite dish, and not with technological advancements, but with an ordinary voice, climbs the mountain and makes this announcement. We don't even know if anybody heard him. But, and he asked the question, Ya Allah, wa ma yablughu sawti? Ya Allah, I'm going to make this announcement. Who is going to hear it? There's no one here. Allah Ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Adhin wa alayhi al-balagh. You give the azan. You invite the people for Hajj. To take them there for them to hear this announcement, for them to get accepted, alayhi al-balagh, that is upon me. So he makes this announcement. Muarrikhin record, every living human being on the surface of the earth heard the announcement of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every child in the womb of the mother, every fetus heard the announcement. And in alami arwah, every soul to be born till qiyamah heard the announcement. Some kept silent. Some said the labbaik once. Some said the labbaik several times. According to the number of times that the labbaik was uttered, Allah takes it upon himself that that person will go to Kaabatullah whenever he comes to the world. Because this journey of Hajj is not dependent on any organization or accreditation. This is wallah, Allah's invitation. And it is Allah that takes whom He wants. This is why many times I say this. You want to get yourself accredited, first accreditation is on the Musalla. You want to get yourself accepted, the first acceptance is on the Musalla. Turn to Allah, beg from Allah, cry before Allah. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبْ وَإِلَىٰ مَنْ تَذْهَبْ Like Fudail bin Ayaz said, consider, he's giving the Haji advice, where are you going? He said, consider where you are going to, which land? Every Nabi of Allah. Allama Munziri in his Targhib wa Tarhib, he mentions the riwayat, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from Hind performed 1,000 Hajj walking. Every Nabi of Allah went there. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his Hajj journey, as he's passing Juhfa, he says to Sahaba, I can see the manzar of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam reciting the labbaik proceeding for Hajj. Every Nabi of Allah, every ushaq, every true lover of Allah, wallah, that ground is soaking with the tears of those who truly loved and desired Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, that same Mina, that same Arafah, that same Makkah is probably crying to see the condition of the present Hujjaj. Their lack of ish, their lack of muhabbat, their lack of realization of where they are and what place this is. So, وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبْ وَإِلَىٰ مَنْ تَذْهَبْ Consider where you are going and to whom you are going. Coming back to what Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah said, عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ The Haji, the true lover of Allah, he has forgotten about himself. He is oblivious of himself, of his appearance, of any worldly consideration. Muttasilum bidhikri rabbihi, totally immersed in the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qaimun biadai huquqihi, his whole life, the focus is the fulfilling of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such is his ta'alluq with Allah. Nadhirun ilayhi biqalbihi, that he can see Allah with the eyes of his heart. أَخْرَقَ قَلْبَهُ أَنْوَارُ هَيْبَتِهِ His heart is drenched. His heart is burning with the awe, with the azmat of Allah's greatness. He has drunk to his full. صَفَا شُرْبَهُ مِنْ كَأْسِ وُدِّهِ He has drunk to his full from the cup of Allah's love, Allah's marifat, Allah's ta'alluq. And such is his relationship with Allah. وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارِ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ That Allah has removed the curtain of concealment between himself and the slave. So now when he speaks, it is according to the command of Allah. When he utters any word, it is only about Allah. When he moves, his every movement is in conformance with the commands of Allah. When he is at ease, he is devoted to Allah. So he belongs to Allah. His day is for Allah. His night is for Allah. His entire life is for Allah. Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah says, we had reached the miqat. There was one youngster. He was making dua. Ya man yasurruhu ta'at. Wala tadurruhu al-ma'asi. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when you are obeyed, you become happy. When you are disobeyed, my sins cannot harm you. Habli ma yasurruk. Grant me that which makes you happy, your obedience. Waghfir li ma la yadurruk. And forgive me that which cannot harm you. That is the sins that I have committed. Then it came to the time to recite the labbaik. This youngster is silent. Malik bin Dinar says to him, why don't you recite the labbaik? Why don't you recite the labbaik? Look at the answer he gives. Walillah. What is this journey? I'm going to meet my Allah. I am going to meet my Allah, O Malik. Every limb of your body is soiled with his disobedience. Your heart is drenched with the love of things besides him. Dastan and legacy of dushmani and adawat and enmity with him. Does all this not give you pause to consider that you are freely and openly going to shout labbaik? Ya Allah, I am coming, I am present, I am here. And from his side the response comes, la labbaik. You are not wanted. You are not worthy. How dare you? How dare you feel that you have any right to come to this pure place with your level of impurity? He says, Malik, does not all this give you cause to pause and consider? When you enter that Kaaba, you enter your local masjid, you enter with decorum. There when you enter, hair is disheveled, body is full of dust. What is that? That is the lover searching for his Allah. He has given up every worldly consideration. When you make istilam of Hajar al-Aswad, what is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Hajar al-Aswad, Yameenullahi fil ard. Yusafihu biya ibadahu, kama yusafihu ahadukum akhahu. He said, the Hajar al-Aswad is Allah's right hand on this earth. This is symbolic, not literal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you go into the court of a king, what do? You bow down. You plead your allegiance. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah shakes the hand, shakes your hand, accepts your allegiance through the Hajar al-Aswad, like you would shake the hand of your brother. What does this mean? Ulama say, in alam arwah, in the land of the souls, the question was asked, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Allah? Does not your life belong to me? Everyone said, Bala. Everyone said, Ya Allah, you are the Rabb. وَإِذَا أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. Everyone said it there. It is said that proclamation, that oath that you took to Allah, that you took with Allah before you came into the dunya, that Allah will be your Rabb, was recorded. And that same paper on which it was recorded was put inside the Hajar al-Aswad. The stone is not from the dunya, it is from Jannat. And it is the one place on the surface of this earth that if you get the opportunity to place your lips on that stone, you are placing your lips on the one spot of this earth that we can say with an oath, the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched that spot. This is not an ordinary place or an ordinary journey. Maha Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in the Hajar al-Aswad there is an eye. Be very careful when you make istilam of Hajar al-Aswad. If you do it with the azmat of dunya in your heart, it will seal your heart on the azmat of dunya. And if you do it with the azmat of Allah in the heart, it will seal your heart on that. This is that type of a journey. This is that type of a place. This year maybe there's restrictions. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did our Nabi teach us? He said, whenever you are faced with a musibat and calamity, then take solace and comfort from my calamity. Our hearts are paining. I can't go for Hajj this year. What it must have been for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he is leaving Makkah, ostracized, forced to leave Makkah, keeps on turning around, tears pouring down the cheeks. Ya Makkah, ma atiyabaki min baladin, wa ahabbaki ilayya, lawla anna qawmi akhrajuni minki lama sakantu ghayraki. That, oh Makkah, how pure, how sacred, how beloved you are to me. If my people had not banished me from you, I would never have lived anywhere else. Tears pouring down his cheeks, he is leaving Makkah. How many years the Nabi of Allah, right on the doorstep of Makkah, couldn't enter Makkah. Sulh Hudaybiyah, the ihram was tied, and yet they were stopped from entering Makkah. So he said, whenever you are faced with musibat and calamity, take solace and comfort that Allah tested his Nabi even greater. Nevertheless, to complete that incident, time is very limited, and this is not a topic which occasion of Jummah we can do justice to. Malik bin Dinar says that I didn't see that youngster except till the 10th of Zulhijjah. It was the plains of Mina. People were making qurbani. I saw this youngster sitting on one side, sobbing and crying. And what was he saying? Inna an-nasa qad dhabahu wa taqarrabu ilayk. That, oh my Allah, other people gave qurbani. They have completed the rites of Hajj. They have gained your qurb and your closeness. وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُهُ بِهَا إِلَيْكَ سِوَى نَفْسِي. Ya Allah, I have nothing. I don't even have sufficient wealth to buy a qurbani animal to sacrifice for you. All I have is my soul and my life. فَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي. Oh Allah, I give my life to you. Malik bin Dinar says, this youngster said this and passed away on the spot. Like the poet says, إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي. إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجَرِ فَأَنْتَ سُؤَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمْرِي وَفِيكَ سَعِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي الَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِ. Oh Allah, whether it is coronavirus, whatever test or trial or tribulation, oh Allah, I am not able to go. Financially, I cannot afford it. Health is the problem. Whatever the difficulty, oh Allah, Kaabatullah is not the goal. Arafah, Mina, Muzdalifah is not the goal. Ilayka qasdi, Ya Allah, you are the goal. Rabb al-Bayt, you are the Rabb of Kaabatullah. You are the Rabb of Mina. You are the Rabb of Arafah. You are the Rabb of Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, you are the goal. Fa'anta su'ali min hajji wa min umri. Hajj and Umrah is just to find you, to connect with you. Walhadyu nafsi. And even the qurbani animal also is not really the qurbani animal. The qurbani animal is my heart. Is my heart. And to sacrifice this heart to give it to you, I don't need a knife. I don't need to actually do the qurbani. Ya Allah, you are the goal. You are the goal. Kam min qaidin. Kam min wasilin bi badanihi ila al-bayt. Wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. How many people physically will reach Kaabatullah, but their hearts are empty of the Rabb of Kaabatullah. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَاعِدٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ فِي مَحَلِّهِ وَالْقَلْبُ مُتَّسِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْأَعْلَى. And how many people there are thousands of kilometers away. The heart is hankering. The heart is desiring for Kaabatullah. For Allah. They are thousands of kilometers away, but not for one second is their heart ghafil of Allah. Many times I have said this before. What is the real lesson behind all this, my respected brothers? One is the physical Kaabatullah in Makkah Mukarramah. Between the ribs of every one of us, there is another Kaabatullah. There is another Kaabatullah. Walillah. This Kaabatullah is our qalb, our dil, our heart. Fill this with nur. Fill this with Allah's ta'alluq. Fill this with Allah's love. And wallah, the nur of this will light up the entire world. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.